Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, all the panelists, for informative presentations. I'd like to share Japan's views towards the working definition of laws. From the viewpoint of conserving our discussions, Japan is of the view that it is not appropriate to discuss laws while we have no common understanding of the definition of laws. We consider it appropriate to work toward establishing a common understanding of laws by considering laws from various angles, not in a narrow but wider perspective. From that point of view, the elements as proposed in the POW are based on the discussion in the last two informal meetings and are considered useful to advance discussions on the definition of laws. With regard to the function of laws, we could assume that those functions may be related to pursuing autonomous deployment and recovery, identification of a target, judgment decision of the attack, and application of lethal force to the target, specifically a human target. In order to identify the difference between laws as fully autonomous weapons and other autonomous weapons, it is important to clarify what are critical functions to lead to the definition of laws. Among various functions of laws, as functions related to identification of a target, judgment decision of the attack are lethality. Those functions seem to be more crucial than other functions. With this difference in mind, it may be possible to classify that weapons capable of carrying out such critical functions under human supervision or control are autonomous weapons, while weapons capable of carrying out such critical functions without human supervision or control are fully autonomous weapons. Recognizing the ambiguity of the meaning of autonomy, it is useful to present and consider the object criteria which indicate autonomy. The level of autonomy in autonomous weapon systems depends on not only the extent of human control but also the environment where laws operate and the complexity of the assumed tasks that laws have to carry out. Japan recognizes that the term autonomous, which is used for laws, means fully autonomous. Among various elements, we are of the view that meaningful human control, which was presented at the last informal meeting, could be a useful criteria by which we can consider autonomy of weapon. However, meaningful human control itself is still an abstract concept, and also its relevance with autonomy remains unclear. Based on this, it is useful to consider the following points. First, considering the relevance between meaningful human control and autonomy, we would like to propose that the weapons under meaningful human control are those weapons other than fully autonomous weapons, while the weapon under no meaningful human control are fully autonomous weapons, as mechanisms are given the functions to make decisions. Second, we would like to propose to make clear which functions are subject to meaningful human control, which distinguishes fully autonomous weapon from other weapons. We are of the view that such functions can be limited to critical functions that I just mentioned. We would like to suggest that fully autonomous weapons are those weapons without meaningful human control on critical functions such as identification of a target and judgment decisions of the attack, while the weapons other than fully autonomous weapons are those weapons with meaningful human control on the critical functions. Through this clarification, it is possible to make clear that autonomous weapons with meaningful human control on the functions such as identification of a target, judgment decision of the attack and automated weapons are different from laws, and then narrow the scope of weapons, which is classified as laws. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.